So, the Christmas story. Many of us have heard that over and over again, and you kind of get the gist of how it all happened, and we don't spend as much time with what happened later. Imagine Mary and Joseph thinking later, what a journey they had been on. Sure, they'd been on a long journey when Mary was just about to give birth. They'd made it to town just before their baby was born. And they had found a place to stay, even though it seemed every room was filled up with others who were in town. They were all family. Don't you think there would have been some room? Oh, what a journey. And when Jesus was born, they had been visited by shepherds who said that an angel had visited them in the countryside and told them the news of this baby's birth. And Mary had treasured all of that in her heart. And she knew that their journey was really just beginning. She and Joseph had marveled as a man and a woman in the temple in Jerusalem had marveled at their baby and then when they brought him before the rabbi. And this family had been filled with joy as they were visited by magi from far away. These followers of another religion entirely had brought valuable gifts to them. They were worth enough to enable the family to have a place to live and food to eat for a long time. And at last, they were done traveling, and they could begin to settle and begin to start their family lives together. Then they learned that things were just too good to be true. Their happy family life, their secure home, their peaceful existence came to an abrupt halt. Their family was in danger, real danger. The baby Jesus was in danger, real danger. They had to flee for their lives, leaving everything but what they could carry. Where could they go? Who would take them in and provide shelter and safety? Close by neighbors weren't an option. Some wouldn't have them. Others were fleeing themselves. And at any rate, staying close to home was just as dangerous as staying in their house. So they packed up quickly and left during the night. They headed south. They headed to Egypt. It was risky. They knew that at one time this country had provided shelter and food for their people during a time of famine. They knew that after a time, their ancestors had grown in number and strength in this country. The government of the time had thought that they had grown too strong and forced them to work as slaves. They had been treated in awful ways. And then they had escaped. Their ancestors had escaped an oppressive government and wandered in the desert for 40 years before finally coming home. Many of them pledged never to set foot in Egypt again. But that was out so long ago. What would it be like this time? Would they be welcomed and given shelter? Would they be arrested and jailed? Would they be forced into indentured slavery? All they knew was that they were fleeing for their lives, and they thought that the possible danger before them was much better than the certain danger that was in store for them if they stayed where they were. And so this family fled to Egypt. They weren't sure what to expect, but they hoped for the best. Anything was better than dying here in the hands of those who would do evil to them. So this family of refugees fleeing from danger, oppression, and certain death, they made it to Egypt. They hoped that they would soon be able to return home, but they had no idea if that would be possible. They found shelter and work. They made ends meet with the items they had saved from the gifts the Magi brought to them. And after their journey, there wasn't much left, but it was enough that they could just barely make it. So they lived and worked and survived in Egypt until the government in their home changed. Things became more peaceful, and they were able to return to Nazareth without fearing for their lives. Their baby and their family grew up and lived in peace with their neighbors. Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus were a refugee family. And as they fled for their lives from danger, we don't know exactly what happened. But we do know that the place that they fled to became a safe haven. We can imagine that the people there offered hospitality and kindness to them as they struggled to make ends meet. We can imagine that even though there was a historical animosity between their ancestors and the ancestors of the people of Egypt, that they were able to live in peace together, treating one another as equals and as friends. We can imagine that the kindness shown to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus as a refugee family had an impact on how they viewed the world. And we can imagine that it had a profound impact on how Jesus understood what it meant to love one another. Tonight, there are others fleeing for their lives from danger. And they're not sure what kind of welcome they will receive when they arrive, wherever it is that they are fleeing from. But they do know that it has to be better than what they face if they try to stay home. People fleeing from the Middle East, from Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria, are fleeing from the same area where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus fled. Some would tell them, sorry, no vacancy here. Go somewhere else. Some would look at them and say that it was too dangerous to let them into their country. Others would demonize these refugees because of their religion. So what might have happened if Mary, Joseph, and Jesus had encountered those kinds of words and those kinds of closed doors as they fled for their lives? How would it have impacted their view of the world? How would it have impacted the formative years of Jesus? And what would that have meant? My brothers and my sisters, we have learned the way of kindness, compassion, reconciliation, and love from the religion that came out of Jesus' teachings. He learned these things from his neighbors and family in countries filled with people from many backgrounds and many religions. And this same Jesus we celebrate as a newborn this evening grew up to call us to love one another. Reach out to a brother or sister in need. Care for the poor. Feed the hungry. Work for justice. Forgive. Welcome the stranger. Open our doors and our hearts to those like Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, a refugee family. We are here worshiping tonight. We are gathered as community. And I am so grateful to all who have come here today. I'm grateful to our friends from Mecca Center. And I'd like to invite Salwa to come up here. She's a member of the board from Mecca Center. Is going to introduce our speaker for a response to the sermon tonight.
Good evening to you all. On behalf of the Mecca Center, I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to Reverend Kirk Moore and the entire congregation of St. Paul's United Church of Christ for inviting us here tonight. Please allow me to introduce the Mecca Center Youth Director, Brother Omar Tawil, to briefly address you on our behalf. May the gift of love, the gift of peace, and the gift of divine blessing be yours today and always. Merry Christmas.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of God envelop you on such a beautiful evening. I'd like to wish you guys happy holidays and sort of add on to what the father said or what the pastor said and sort of give you an idea of what Muslims believe about prophets and even Jesus, peace be upon him, and how high of a standard that we hold him. So it actually begins with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, going through something very similar that the pastor just spoke with Jesus, peace be upon him. Jesus being someone who is suffering an oppression or suffering and his family is suffering and they need to flee, the Prophet Muhammad also suffers the same thing in Mecca, his own home city, his hometown, and he actually has to flee. And people are supporting him in his own hometown, and he has followers, and he has friends, and he has allies, but they too are oppressed, just like the family of Jesus, just like the allies and the disciples and the friends of Jesus are all being oppressed, and they're all forced to leave. They have to find a refuge. So in the same way, Prophet Muhammad and Jesus Christ are both refugees in the name of God or for the sake of God. They both have to flee in oppression and they have to come to people who will host them, people who will be hospitable to them, people who will, you know, protect them in a time of difficulty. And during the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Prophet Muhammad, he actually is invited to a place very far away, or about, you know, I can say a few weeks' journey to the north, closer to the Middle East where Prophet Jesus is born. And he's invited to a city called Yathrib, which actually in Arabic has a very negative connotation. It means the city of disease because there was a famine, a plague actually that would always happen there. And they called it Yathrib. It meant a fever. But when the Prophet, peace be upon him, is invited to this city, the culture changes. Because what the people who invited him wanted to encourage people to do was to be hospitable and to give. And to give refuge to the people who sought it. And they actually became known. They had a title, the people of the city. The title that they received themselves were that they were the Ansar. The people who what? Delivered. They brought them and they delivered them from the suffering that they were going through. And I think that's incredibly beautiful because as Muslims, this is also comes from a root name of God. An-Nasr, the one who delivers you from your suffering, from your trials, from your tribulations, and from anything that you need. And these people got that nickname ascribed to them, the Ansar, the people who gave deliverance to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers. And then the name of the city actually even changes that most of you guys might know. You know, in Illinois, I believe there's a city. In Indiana, there's a city named after this, Medina, which means the city. It became the city. And it had another nickname after it, and it was Madinatul Munawwara, the city of light. And what they were offering Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers, was deliverance from darkness or deliverance from oppression and offering them this light. And this is something that it's a very, very important philosophy with Muslims, is that we cannot ask God for mercy, for forgiveness, for deliverance. We cannot ask God for generosity and his bounty without giving it to other people as well. Being a source of mercy, being a source of light, being a source of refuge. And this is something that Muslims hold very dearly when it comes to the lives of all the prophets. From Prophet Moses to Prophet Jesus to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who all suffered in some way and were delivered by righteous servants of God. I wish you, again, a happy holiday. I thank you very much for inviting us out here today. And I really do enjoy this blessed time. Peace be upon you all. Good night.